Our first reading is from the book of Psalms. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. Selah. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Our second reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his servant David. As he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus, he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness, before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins, by the tender mercy of our God. The dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide our feet into the way of peace. God's word is life. Thanks be to God.
So where I live in Sanichton, as I walk around the neighborhood, I notice there's still some pumpkins left out in people's yards. But more and more I'm seeing there's a transition going on between getting those fall decorations out of the way and all of a sudden Christmas lights and wreaths and snow people and angels and all of that are appearing, even when pumpkins are still sitting on the grass. And there are craft sales and bazaars and Christmas fundraisers all over town. The stores, if you've been in any lately, are decked out in their Christmas glory. And what about you? Have you started your Christmas shopping yet? How about all those cards you have to write? Planning your Christmas dinner, getting your house decorated. As a society, we are in full Christmas mode, preparing the way. Because as I count it, there are 31 days left until Christmas. And yet, as all that is going on around us, here in the church, a whole different thing is happening. Today marks the end of our church year with a Sunday that is named Reign of Christ Sunday. And as with any ending, there's also the promise of new beginnings. But I think it's true to say that we can't say hello until we say goodbye. Next Sunday is the beginning of Advent, which is when the church officially prepares for the birth of Christ, for Christ to be born again into our world. But for today, we're caught between endings and beginnings. Endings and beginnings are significant because when we stand in that place, we realize there is a mixture of feelings, sadness and regret over what may not have been accomplished. Maybe a sense of relief at having gone through some life challenges or having weathered some storms. There's anticipation of what is new and yet to come that is wrapped in hope that maybe this year there will be more good days than bad, that there will be some second chances to get things right this time, or at least a little bit more in line with where we want them to be. And so today we celebrate Christ the King or the reign of Christ, not because of his regalness, but because of his humility. Not because of his power over, but because of his compassion among and for. Not because of his triumph, but because of his travail. And not because he fixes our lives, but because he shows us the way to live. And the readings chosen for today help to focus our hearts and minds on some truths of God that Christ revealed to the world. It helps us to choose where to put our focus as we walk this time between endings and beginnings. We heard in Psalm 46 images of chaos and destruction, with mountains shaking and roaring and foaming waters. Yet in the midst of that, the psalmist finds God, whose presence signals calmness and order. He knows a God who instills trust in the midst of fear of earthquakes, floods, and a changing earth. And also knows that God is the only force that can break bows and shatter spears, which were the weapons of war at that time. He celebrates that God is the protector more than any force that could destroy them. And at end times and in between times, the psalmist gives us an imperative. Be still and know that I am God. In the midst of the changing earth, the shaking and the trembling and the roaring and the foaming of all that threatens to invade our peace and shake up our lives, we are invited to pause, to be still in the presence of God, to regain confidence in the goodness of God, and then move back into the world where those who are weak continue to be exploited, where those who are vulnerable continue to be neglected. And we do what we can with God to calm the shaking and the trembling. Be still and know that I am God. And that's our starting point as we end and begin again. In her book, Stepping Onto the Invisible Bridge, author Julie Olmsted talks about this time that today marks. She says, regardless of your income, your circumstances, or your past, you can indeed stop, breathe, look around, and sense that good things will come to a heart that is emptied of resentments and fear, and into a mind full of peace. That takes us to our reading from Luke's Gospel, where we hear about Zechariah. Zechariah, who was preparing for the coming of Christ. And his message was one of promise and hope. Zechariah had been in the absolute blackness of the depths of despair and had been blessed by God. And from that time forward, he saw his life and his world differently. And for me, there were three things that stood out in the message that he wrote. The first is that there is one coming into the world who would give knowledge of salvation to the people by the forgiveness of their sins. Now, sin, as we all know, simply means to miss the mark. And as we stand on this time of endings, we do have an opportunity to be reminded of those times that we have missed the mark. However, the promise of Christ is that in the power of love, we are always lifted into forgiveness. And in that, we are offered opportunities to practice forgiveness of others, but most especially of ourselves, so that we can move into God's realm more fully, where reconciliation and restoration are the only bottom line. Secondly, Zechariah proclaims that Jesus was coming to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Now, whether we take that literally or figuratively, the truth is that darkness can never, ever overtake us, because Christ is the revelation of the light of God that shines exactly where we are, that is shining even where we have yet to go. And all we have to do is to look, maybe look up, look around, and we will see. And when we do, when we come to know that, then we can be the light of that love for others. For that is our task. To shine light into the shadows of people's fear and loneliness and grief and depression and anxiety and hunger and chaos and disappointment and on and on. And lastly, Zechariah's final words Christ is coming to guide our feet into the way of peace. That peace of God, the peace of God that is just so beyond our human understanding, Christ calls us to move into it and live there more deeply. You see, the reign of Christ is not one of winning so that somebody else has to lose, or controlling so that we may feel more powerful. It is about knowing that we are blessed and living as fully as we can into that blessing, like Zechariah did as he pointed the way to the greatest blessing of all. A tiny, vulnerable refugee baby into whom God's light broke into the darkness of the world for all and for all time, so that the light 2,000 years later still shines in the darkness. And the darkness will never, ever, ever overcome it. So on this Reign of Christ Sunday, let your life speak that. And as you enter into the new beginnings of Advent, prepare the way for that. And always, always, no matter where you are, what you're feeling, what you're doing, choose to look for the light and walk in the light of Jesus. Because I know you'll be awfully glad you did. Amen.